Wake Up Tri-Counties continues, and we're talking Yule Mark Nod with our good friend Todd DeDecker. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let's talk about it. It's coming up this weekend and the next.
Yes, Yule Mark Nod is a Swedish Christmas market. Big tradition over in Sweden where people set up booths and tents to sell specialty Christmas items. Now, on Bishop Hill, our businesses stay in their businesses. We don't set up tents or anything, but they do have specialty Christmas gifts, some from Sweden, some made locally, as well as many other activities as well.
Talk about some of the traditional Swedish things that are going to be part of this.
Oh, we try to educate in a fun way some of the Swedish Christmas traditions. For example, one tradition is the tomte, which is a Swedish Christmas elf. And we not only do we have exhibits in the Steeple building talking about it, but we have kids dressed up as these elves roaming around town, greeting our guests and doing some other things, peeking through windows around corners. Another Swedish custom is the Julbock, which is the Christmas goat. And there's a couple mythologies around that. In Sweden, it's the goats that pull Santa's sleigh, not the reindeer.
Oh.
And another part of the mythology is in the rural villages, they have a gentleman dress up as a goat and he plays tricks on his neighbors. That's our Julbock.
Okay.
He's going to be a trickster in a nice way. I mean, he might come around and try to make you dance a little jig with him, or maybe take your hats and mittens and give them back to you later. It's all, you know, all good fun, of course. So, and then we also the doll horse is a big part of Christmas in Sweden around the world, and the Vasa Archive is having people either can buy, make and take paint doll horse kits, or you can paint your own doll horses there at the Vasa Archives. So there's, you know, a variety of ways we're trying to show Western Illinois some Swedish Christmas traditions.
That's pretty pretty incredible. The stuff that these traditional things are just, they seem so odd to so many people, but they're so wonderful when you actually see them.
Yes, it's Bishop Hill it's always been a unique place. It's more so during Christmas time. Because you're stepping back into time to the 1850s, and not just 1850s Illinois, you know, 1850s Swedish Christmas. You know, the businesses are decorated for Christmas. They all have Swedish Christmas gifts. Christmas trees are decorated in the Swedish Christmas way with straw ornaments and Swedish flags and stuff like that. So, you know, visiting Bishop Hill during Christmas time, during Yule Mark Nod, is not only a step, it's a step back into time, it's a slower pace. You know, a lot of people kind of run on Black Friday and try to get the deals or go to a shopping mall, but you know, Bishop Hill, you can just take your time, you can, you know, walk around and visit with the tomties and Julbock, do a little shopping, do a little eating, go to the cookie walk at the Colony School on Friday and Saturday, buy some homemade cookies, and just, you know, take your time and enjoy your Christmas shopping.
Talk about the hours for the Yule Mark Nod.
Yule Mark Nod. The basic hours are this coming Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 11 to 5. And then we also have Yule Mark Nod the first weekend of December as well. So we have 2 weekends of it. So you don't get a chance to come this weekend, there's always next weekend. And all the businesses and restaurants are open. There's a lot of different activities going around. We have the Creative Commons doing make and take home tomties using socks. It's a very, you know, very neat for the kids. It's a very family friendly event.
Yeah.
And they're also doing having Santa over there doing Christmas stories and stuff like that about the origins of Santa. You have several authors doing book signings, Tim Plekovich and Jennifer Paulson and Mary Davisaver this weekend, and then Tim Plekovich and Louis Aradell the second weekend. So, again, you have the at the Bjorken Hotel, they're doing cookie baking, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but they're using an old-fashioned wood stove, so that's making a little more degree of difficulty when you're using a wood stove. So you can go over there and see cookie baking this weekend, and then the following weekend, they're making eel ormets.
What's that?
Well, they basically make these ormets that they're hanging up on the village Christmas tree on Lucia nights. It's basically peanut butter balls, and you put seeds and stuff mixed in with them, so you can hang them on the tree, and the birds and the squirrels can have a little Christmas feast of their own during the month of December. So the Broken Hotel doing that next weekend. Bishop Hill State Museum has the Olaf Kranz scavenger hunt that you can do. So, yeah, there's shopping for the adults, but there's also fun activities for the kids. And, you know, again, if you don't get the cookie walk this weekend, there's always a chocolate walk the following weekend where you can buy chocolates for a quarter, half, full pound, following, you know, the health codes, of course.
Right.
Gotta be safe during this time of year.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's we're trying to get a variety of activities so there's something for everyone in the family. And, you know, if anyone have any questions about what we're doing for Yule Mark Nah, they can always give us a call at 309-927-3899 or check out visitbishophill.com, our website that talks has a more complete list of all the different things going on.
And of course, the local businesses are incredibly supportive and participatory.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's just Bishop Hill in general. It's, you know, when you're having these big festivals, everyone has to pitch in. And I think this coming Saturday is Shop Local, Small Business Saturday. Okay, there's nothing smaller than Bishop Hill. I mean, we're a town of about 125.
Right.
So if you want, you're looking to support small businesses, you know, come out this Saturday to Bishop Hill. I mean, there's small town, small businesses. All, you know, locally family owned, no brand name businesses. So, and again, it's a Bishop Hill's a unique place in terms of if you're looking for something special for Christmas. There's items imported from Sweden. There's locally handcrafted items. You're looking for a unique gift. Bishop Hill is a place to take a look.
This weekend and the following weekend.
Yes, we have 2 weekends of Christmas market, and then after that we have our Festival of Lights, Lucia Nights, the second weekend of December, which we'll hopefully come back and talk to you more about later.
Perfect. Now, of course, you're talking about the uniqueness of Bishop Hill, and that, of course, always stands out. And stood out, too, recently to the Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton.
Yes. Lieutenant Governor was making a tour of Henry County. She stopped here in Kewaunee and Galva, and then she finished off at Bishop Hill to take a tour of the Bishop Hill State Historic Site and see our 1850s building, as well as was a privilege and honor to meet her, and she seems, you know, a very nice, friendly lady who seems to be interested in history. She's the head of the rural council, so she is very interested in rural affairs.
Mm. And of course, historic preservation is such a huge part of Bishop Hill.
Yeah, it's historic preservation. It allows people of all ages, not just Swedes, to keep in touch with their roots. And not to mention, historic preservation also leads to historic tourism. You know, we have, in a normal year, we have people come from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, you know, visit Bishop Hill. And, you know, those people bring in revenue not only for Bishop Hill, but for all of Henry County. So, so preservation and tourism ties together. And the Lieutenant Governor seems to be interested in trying to keep that going.
That's very good to hear. All right, well, Todd, does Decker, anything else you want to pass along today?
No, we just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and then once you get done with Thanksgiving, switch to Christmas gears, and please, you know, stop by Bishop Hill during the next 3 weekends. We'd be happy to host you.
Terrific. Well, Todd and Decker, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.